This is Bird Note. Birdsong owes its beauty and variety to a complex structure of muscles and membranes called the syrinx. You'll find the syrinx at the base of the windpipe, where the bronchial tubes branch out to the lungs. And it's unique to birds. The name syrinx comes from an ancient Greek story. Syrinx was a beautiful wood nymph, a minor deity, and she was fleeing through the woods to escape the unwanted romantic advances of the satyr Pan, a half-man, half-goat. Syrinx races to the river's edge and begs the river nymphs to change her into some other form to get away from Pan. And just as Pan arrives and embraces her, Syrinx is transformed into reeds, like cattails in a marsh. And Pan is left holding an armful of reeds. So he lets out this big sigh, and his breath moves across the reeds and makes a sound, which he thinks is the mournful voice of the enchanted syrinx. So Pan kept the reeds and fashioned a set of pipes so he would always have the voice of his beloved syrinx with him. This is the instrument we know today as panpipes, or the pan flute. The Greeks named these pipes syrinx, after the wood nymph, and we've named the source of the voices of our beloved birds the syrinx, after those Greek pipes. For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.